Welcome to the Rich Room Podcast.
I'm your host, Lindsay Sobel.
Where you can master the art of enriching your life.
What kind of kindergarten shit is this?
And finding a path to financial freedom.
Who the fuck was supposed to teach me how to do my taxes?
So sit back, relax, and step into the Rich Room.
You know I can't help but these, cause they know they can never touch these. So baby, let me talk my shit, or I might just throw another fit.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Rich Room Podcast. I am your host, Lindsay Sobel. It's been a minute since I came and podcasted on my own. I've had the lovely Madison joining me on my previous podcasts, and it's just me today. It is me coming to you live, well, not live for you, but live for me, from my closet. Now, you're probably wondering, Lindsay, why are you podcasting from a closet? Well, I care about the sound quality. And I have moved into my new house. Well, almost moved into my new house. I mean, I'm sleeping here now. And I ain't got no furniture. So everything is very echoey. Everything... it's not really a great place to do a sound recording, an audio recording. So as always, I am attempting to put the quality and integrity of the podcast recording first, and I am podcasting from my closet. I am surrounded by my clothes, I'm surrounded by my shoes, I'm surrounded by my choices. It hasn't been a real easy transition moving from the old house to the new house. So the new house is much bigger. It's much fucking bigger. But the old house was completely furnished, and this house is not furnished. So now I gotta buy some furniture. And that to me feels a little fucking scary. It's like, oh, now I have to commit to something. It kind of makes me nervous because I don't even know if Miami is where I'm going to stay long term. I don't even know if there will be a place I actually stay long term. I don't even know. I might move to Italy. I don't fucking know. I might move to the UK. I don't know. Who knows? Who fucking knows? The new house definitely has its issues, and I'm going to get into that in a little bit, but the old house has its own issues. And the main issue is that my cat, Lydia, decided to try and scratch the headboard in the bedroom. And in seeing that she was attracted to scratching the headboard, I attempted to protect the headboard. And so I got this like protective film, sticky film stuff that you can put on furniture. I put it on every single piece of furniture at all of my, not every single fucking piece of furniture, just the ones that she seems to be drawn to, at all of the houses that I've lived at, I mean, recently, within the last year or so, or last few years. And so I did the same at this house. Well, I was moving, and when I went to take off the protective film, I don't know if it had something to do with the amount of humidity in Miami or what, but the top layer of the material, it's like a faux leather, peeled the fuck off. Yeah. So now I'm like, oh my God, my landlord is going to be so upset. I was trying to protect her furniture, and now I have fucked up her furniture. And let me tell you what, I was agonizing about texting her. Even though we had like a really great rapport and relationship, she's probably been the best landlord I have ever worked with. But I was really scared to tell her, and I just felt bad and I felt guilty, even though I didn't do anything. I don't know why I feel bad. Ugh, it's probably, I need to address that in therapy maybe. But I felt fucking guilty. But I did put on my big girl panties and I told her, and now I am working with a reupholster company to get the headboard reupholstered because of this little bitch named Lydia. Now, as for the new house. So, Florida is different. I mean, in many, many, many fucking ways. But especially in real estate. And now I'm not even in the realm of possibility for purchasing property. But my leasing experience makes me feel like I am pretty well equipped to purchase property. And I'll tell you why. When you are doing a lease in Florida, you have to make like a formal written offer, just like you do when you're buying a house. Now, the reason that I know this is what you do when you're buying a house is because I almost bought a house. I can't even fucking believe that, honestly, when I'm saying it out loud. I almost bought a fucking house with my ex when we were so in the worst part of the breakup, in the worst part of the relationship was devolving. And you know, we know it. You know what this bitch decided? I think we should buy a house. Well, the house fell through. That was the universe looking out for me. Thank you, universe. Anywho, so when we were going through that process, you know, we had to do a formal written offer. It's a contract to sell. And then you enter a contract of sale, yada, yada, yada. Well, in Florida, it's almost the exact same. You have to do a written offer for the lease. And, you know, with all your conditions and what you want fixed and all the shit. And the other party, the owner, they can either accept or they can do a written counter offer. And then once you come to an agreement, you enter into a contract to lease. It's basically the same thing. Well, in addition to that, there is a final walkthrough. And at the final walkthrough, well, first, let me back it up. When we first viewed the property is gorgeous. It's like beautifully landscaped. It has a lovely, like, gated fence, like black tall gated fence all the way around. It has privacy hedges all the way around. You feel like you're in your own damn oasis. It's quite lovely. But as any property, there are issues, right? So when we were reviewing the property before we even made an offer, we were in the garage, walked into the garage, and instantly we were hit with the smell of mold. If you're from South Louisiana, if you're from South Mississippi, you fucking know what mold smells like, okay? I mean, I'm sure like any person knows what mold smells like, but it's so hot and humid and stagnant that is the perfect recipe for mold growth. And when water is trapped, mold can grow. Yada, yada, yada. Yada, yada, yada. I sound like that fucking commercial. Yada, yada, yada. It also appeared that there was standing water on the floor. Now, in Miami, it rains all the fucking time. So, that is an issue. And we specified that repair on our offer. We needed that fixed before moving in. Whatever. Well, wouldn't you know, I signed that lease over a month ago and those repairs still have not been completed. Yeah. And I think the real issue is that the owner's agent, Danielle, is a little bit inexperienced, overselling some, and honestly, overpromising and underdelivering, which is the fucking worst combination. I know a lot of attorneys who did that. Overpromised, underdelivered. So you do a final walkthrough, just like in a property sale. And you go and you look for all the things. You look to see, is there any damage? Is there any previous damage? Is there anything that they didn't fix that you need fixed? Is there anything major that is not functioning? And there were several issues. I mean, there was definitely some pre-existing damage. This is an old house. It's like a Spanish-style house. I think it was built maybe in the 20s. I'm not sure. So I'm just noting all this stuff, and the owner's agent is there. My agent wasn't there because she was in España. That's Spain, for people who don't speak Spanish. I mean, I don't really speak Spanish, but I know that Spain is España. Thank you, Duolingo. Speaking of speaking Spanish, I have realized that a toxic trait of mine is that I will allow people around me who are speaking Spanish just from the jump, just to, you know, keep talking. And then without knowing what the fuck they are saying, and I don't understand, I will just say, sí. Sí. I don't know why. I feel like I don't want people to know that I don't understand because it makes me feel like I'm stupid. And I'm not stupid. I just haven't fully learned Spanish yet. And, you know, what one word that I have gotten the fuck down is sí. So my agent was in Spain, but, you know, I'm an attorney. I have done property inspections before. I mean, I could handle a walkthrough on my own. So the owner's agent was here, and every single thing, she was like, oh my gosh, just, you know, point out anything. Like, if you need anything fixed, you just point it out. We're making a list, blah, 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 blah. And at that point, I thought that the repairs to the garage had already been fixed. They had not. But there was actually a bigger pressing issue that I was way more concerned about, and that was the air conditioner. The most crucial function of a house to me is an air conditioner. Once that's like the top thing that I need to know that that fucking AC works, because I work from home, I live here, and I ain't gonna be hot. That's for damn sure. Well, as everyone who lives in the fucking South, or just everywhere, July and August are the hottest months of the year. They are boiling. We are basically walking on the motherfucking sun. Basically hot as Hades. So, when we're doing the walkthrough, the air conditioner was set at 70 degrees, and it wasn't cooling. It wasn't going down at all, and I'm like, ooh, so this is not good. And so, you know, I go back and forth between, like, I need to assert something in a walkthrough situation, and I really, like, combat that with, I don't want to be super fucking nitpicky. Because the reality is, every house has issues. No house is perfect, and that's just a reality. Nothing is perfect, so you just got to deal with it, right? But the air conditioner, that is major. That is a major function of the house, and I cannot just be like, meh, it's okay. So I told her, I was like, hey, Danielle, so I think that the air conditioner is not really working. She's like, oh my God, okay, I will get right on that. And I'm like, okay, thank you. And like, understand, like, I'm under the assumption that she is going to be like, it's like right away happening, like this is going to happen. I think we did the walkthrough on like a Thursday, and I went back to the property. We obviously couldn't stay in a property that wasn't being cooled, and so I think I went back to the property on a Sunday, and, you know, trying to give the air conditioner its own trying to let that air conditioner, you know, take some time to cool off without people going inside, in and out of the house all day, because that also appears to, you know, let heat in, whatever, let the air out. So I get there on Sunday, and I'm like, I'm gonna give it the best case scenario, right? So at nighttime, so the sun's down, so that bitch better be cooling. And I get there, and it's 77 degrees inside, but the temperature is set on 70 degrees. No bueno. Uh-uh. And so I text Danielle, and I'm like, hey, Danielle, just wanted to let you know that I went to the property, and the AC is still not cooling. I was under the impression that she had someone out there to fix it and that it still wasn't fixed. Her response to me really gave me the most cause for concern, because she was aware of all of these issues, not just the AC issue. There were all these other issues that were popping up. And she said, weird. I think you need to text the landlord, or I think you need to email the landlord. And I was like, weird. I didn't say this to her, but I'm thinking this to myself. Weird. Why are you saying weird? We just discussed this. This is a major function of the house. We did the final walkthrough, and the air conditioner was not functioning. It's never been functioning for me to move in. And I was like, this bitch is backtracking. She was a completely different person. She's totally saying something completely different than she was saying at the walkthrough. And so I was like, huh. So I wrote back and I was like, okay, I'll do that. I'll email the landlord. And then I ask, was the air conditioner functioning properly whenever you were here? Because she was there the day before working on repairs. And then she flipped. And she goes, you know what? Actually, I'll do it. It wasn't working. And I'm like, no fucking shit, it wasn't working, bitch. Ugh. So, you know, in a surprising turn of events, when I did reach out to the landlord, because in the time frame that she said don't reach out to the landlord, I had already reached out to the landlord, because an air conditioning is a major fucking function. I can't be hot, okay? I just can't be hot. Because if I'm hot, then my blood boils. And my blood boils, the temperature inside me goes up, and so does my attitude. Not in a good way. Not in a good way. In fact, I have to apologize sometimes for the things that I say when I am hot. It's like, I'm sorry for what I said when the temperature was above 100 degrees. Sorry. So I emailed the landlord, and he actually, despite living in España, he actually had someone out there the very next day who fixed it in one day. So I was very grateful for that. And he has also been very on top of all of the other repairs. The garage repairs have taken a long time, honestly. And it is kind of a pain in the ass. And also the handyman had to come and install some fucking smoke detectors. And I've just been having people in and out of this house for too long, quite frankly. And I need some time to recover. I need some time alone to recover. I think that's probably why I've locked myself inside of a fucking closet to rage podcast. I'm not really raging. I just really need to get all of this shit off of my chest. Because it's been stressful. It's been so fucking stressful. I'm trying to stay very, very, very positive. I think I've only lost my shit twice. I think the one time that I lost my shit the worst. We don't have any furniture, but I did order a mattress and a bed frame. And I told Madison to also order a mattress and a bed frame. So we have places to sleep, okay? So get the mattress in. Put it on the floor, whatever, because the bed frame is too fucking heavy to bring upstairs. Turns out I have to hire someone to bring the bed frame upstairs to put it together. I do that. So I hire someone. What was his name? I don't know, but I didn't care for him. I mean, he was lovely enough, but the main issue that I had with him was that I could not even stand like within 3 feet of him without smelling his horrible breath. It was offensive, and it almost took me out. So, hire this guy. Let's just call him George, because I don't remember his name. So, George comes over and sees the bed frame, and he's like, oh, no, this is too heavy. I can't get this upstairs. I don't think you can help me. And I was like, oh, fuck, George. So, George tells me that he will have a person come help him tomorrow. He can come back the next day, and he can have someone help him. So, George comes back the next day. Turns out I have AT&T setting up the internet here. And the AT&T guy, I didn't even know this, but the AT&T guy helped George get the bed frame upstairs. So, after that, I hear George call, uh-oh, Lindsay. And I'm like, oh, fuck, what's happening? So, I go upstairs, and George says, it's broken. I'm like, what? He's like, the bed frame, it's broken on the corner. And I'm like, oh no, George, oh no. So this bed frame that I can't physically carry, that he can't physically carry, and apparently we can't do it together because I'm just a weak little bitch. The AT&T man is gone. So now I have this fucking adjustable bed frame sitting upstairs, just sitting there. It's like the only furniture I have and it's not even usable. So I reach out to the company and I was like, hey bitches, you sent me a broken fucking bed frame. They end up replacing it, but the issue is I can't get the bed frame downstairs. Oh, and you know what they tell me? They say, okay, yeah, just dispose of it. I'm like, dispose of it? This is an expensive ass adjustable bed frame, and you want me just to dispose of it? People are making low quality products. So you're telling me that you can't even use any of these parts? You can't use anything from this? That it concerns me a little bit that it's trash to you now. I had to pay all of this money and now it's considered trash. I just don't understand. I just don't fucking understand. And when they told me to dispose of it, I was like, well, first of all, I can't get it downstairs. They're like, oh, you're trash people. You can call them and they'll come get it out of your house. And I'm like, huh, really? So I email the trash people and they're like, we don't come inside your house. That's a liability issue. You have to bring it out to the street. And when you do it, if we have to dispose of a large and heavy object, which this is, it's a $50 charge. And I'm like, fuck that, bitch. So then I go back to the company and I'm like, hey, so one, they won't come in my house. Two, it's a $50 fucking charge. Three, I'm pissed and annoyed. I'm over it. And I'm really ready to take my anger out on someone. And I don't know who that's going to be. The bed frame company wrote me back and they were like, Lindsay, how about we give you a partial refund of $50 to cover your disposal fee? And I was like, fucking fine, bitch. So they've sent me another bed frame. I haven't even touched it. I'm still sleeping on a mattress on the floor. And I have to fucking hire someone to bring it upstairs. It really has to be two people to bring it upstairs and put it together. Here's the issue. Here's what pisses me off. I put all of my own shit together. I'm really good at it. It's kind of peaceful. And I could put this bed frame together, but it's too heavy and I can't get it upstairs. So, and if you hire someone on like TaskRabbit or Thumbtack, they have a minimum of like 2 hours. So even if they fix something in like, you know, 30 minutes, if they can put it together, you still have to pay for the full 2 hours. I mean, it's smart and I get it, but like, fuck, it's so difficult to be like, I could put this together, but I just physically can't bring it up the stairs. And Madison, we couldn't do it. It is too heavy. Speaking of shitty products, I ordered a set of chairs on Amazon. Okay, so like I said, we have no furniture. And the only chairs that I had to set up to, you know, be a makeshift like TV area are beach chairs. And while those are fine temporarily, they're not terribly comfortable. Now, the couch that I want has a lead time of like 6 weeks. So even if I ordered it like today or yesterday or whenever I first moved in, I still wouldn't have it. So in the meantime, I was like, okay, I will order these cute little outdoor chairs and I can use them inside temporarily until I get more comfortable furniture and I will then bring those outside. It's like these cute little lounger chairs. And so it would be comfortable. You get to put your feet up. You get to recline a bit. There was a cup holder. So I get the product in the mail. It's not too heavy, but it is heavy-ish. But thankfully, we're just bringing it downstairs. It's in multiple parts. That's the biggest issue for the bed frame. Sorry to go back there. But the bed frame, I thought that it would be in multiple parts and that I would just be able to open the box and bring the multiple parts up piece by piece, you know, the lighter parts, and then I could put it all together. But that's not how it's designed. The way it's designed is that it all comes in one big part and it's folded up. So you just know that it's going to be easy as fuck to put together once you get upstairs, which makes it even harder of a pill to swallow that I have to hire other people to do it when I know I could do it myself. Whatever. So, the chairs. So, they came in a set of two. And first of all, the picture was very misleading because it made it seem like there was a little cute table that came with it, and it didn't. I don't like that. I don't like when things are misleading like that, but I digress. So, there's two chairs. Me and Madison start putting together a chair. She puts together one chair, I'm putting together the other chair. We quickly realize that there are too many drilled holes for the amount of, you know, pieces that they have. When you do follow the directions, it in fact, like, makes it so the retractable footstool can't retract in. Also, when I went, so I went to Amazon. So in the past, when I've had issues putting things together, I would go to Amazon, and people typically have good suggestions on how to complete the assembly. And they'll have like little tips and tricks. Well, not for these chairs. The people were like, yeah, so we just decided we wouldn't use this part of the chair. Like the cup holder, for instance. They're like, yeah, the instructions are all wrong, but we just decided that we weren't going to use the cup holder. We aren't going to use the footstool. I'm like, bitch, I want the cup holder. I want the footstool. This is not going to work for me. This was just not going to work for me. So I decided to return the item. I mean, clearly this was a shitty product. This is not uncommon for the directions not to match the actual product. And sometimes you just got to make it work. But this was too much. This was, you couldn't even get past like the first part without there being some major fuck up. So I was going to return it. And I got it from Amazon. And you know how sometimes people, the seller sends you a message on Amazon? Well, I got a message. And I guess this can be a recurring segment on the Rich Room podcast. And I would like to call it, am I the asshole? Okay, so I got a message from the seller. And they said, hello, Lindsay. Thank you for choosing us. We apologize for any inconvenience. Could you please provide us with pictures to illustrate the issue? We are more than willing to assist you in resolving the problems. This is the kicker. Please be aware that all returned items are subject to disposal by our warehouse. Kindly share your thoughts on this proposed solution. Best regards. Okay. They're trying to shame me. They're trying to shame me and feeling bad that their warehouse is going to dispose of this product. This product, these two chairs, cost $359. And now they're telling me that they are going to dispose of it when I return it. Even though there's nothing broken about it, there's nothing, I gave them all the parts back. Now they are saying that it's worth nothing. That doesn't make a lick of fucking sense to me. So I wrote back, I would like to proceed with the return and refund. I already purchased a replacement. That wasn't exactly true, but no one is going to shame me into keeping a product that is shitty. And like, these are all your choices to price it at this, to whatever whatever materials you use, wherever your warehouse is. These are all your choices. And now you're wanting me to keep a defective product. Fuck no, bitch. They wrote back. Hello, Lindsay. As an alternative solution, we would like to offer you the option to keep the chairs with a $100 discount. It's worth noting that all returned items are subject to disposal by our warehouse. Kindly let us know your thoughts on this offer. They doubled down on the shame. You want to shame me about these? What did I do? I didn't do anything. I wanted a chair. I was willing to pay $359 fucking dollars for it. And now the directions don't add up. I'm not the only customer who's had this experience. So I want to return them. And now it's making me not want to work with you as a seller at all. I got your fucking number. Okay. And then like, I really mulled this over. I was like, fuck, is this, Am I the asshole? Am I the one who is being the dick here? Like, am I wrong for not keeping these chairs that you can't put together? And I decided, no, I was not the asshole. I was not the asshole. So I wrote back, I understand, but as I stated, I already purchased a replacement. I would like to move forward with the return. And so they decided to process the return. But here's the thing. They're trying to shame me about some disposal, that it's going to be waste, that like, I guess that it's not good for the planet. That's kind of where I was going with it. I felt like they were trying to shame me about waste in the planet. Here's the thing that I feel like I've come to the conclusion about the planet. I know we keep saying like, save the planet, save the planet. The planet's going to do just fine. Humans are the ones fucking up the planet. humans are going to destroy themselves before, this is really bleak, humans are going to destroy themselves before the planet is destroyed. I think that's a fucking fact. Nature has a way of regenerating itself. Nature has a way of fucking healing. I'm not worried about the planet. We should be worried about us as humans, that we're so fucked up, as society, whatever. You know what? I need to check on that return, because I did send that bitch back and I was really proud of myself. I was able to fit it all in the box. I was nervous about how, you know, once you unpack something, you're like, how the fuck am I gonna get that back in the box? But I did. And I was so proud of myself. And I also learned that I had never done before. I learned that you can schedule a pickup through UPS. That was the carrier that they wanted me to ship through. They gave me a prepaid label. And I was like, this bitch was 95 pounds. I was like, ain't no way I'm carrying this to the UPS store. So I got online and I was like, what can I do? And I saw that I could schedule a pickup and you just have to pay, I think, a small fee. I paid like $14. Fucking worth it. And I taped that bitch up and I just put it on the front porch. And you know, I was even so kind because, you know, it's been raining a lot here. I mean, from Hurricane Debbie. We got the feeder bands of Hurricane Debbie coming over here, which frankly I appreciated because it's been so fucking hot. And when it's overcast or raining or something like that, the temperature actually feels manageable. So I was a little concerned about the package getting wet because of old Debbie, Lil Debbie. That's what we should call her, Lil Debbie. So I was so concerned about the package getting wet, and I put, in a stroke of genius, put an umbrella on it. So I just opened the umbrella and placed it on top of the package. You know, it fit nicely right under it to protect the package from Lil Debbie. I thought that was very kind. I have since replaced the chairs with these two loungers from Wayfair. They actually were just delivered yesterday. Madison and I put them together very easily. They're very comfortable, and they are now serving as our TV room chairs. Y'all, we have a TV room and a living room and a dining room and a kitchen. I have not had any of these rooms, this many rooms, in years. I mean, I think since I lived at home in Gulfport, Mississippi, I don't think I've had this nice of a house. And I am fucking relishing in it. I am so excited. I have a damn garage, y'all. I have a 2-car garage. I cannot even tell you how exciting it is to have a garage. Small fucking pleasures, you know what I mean? Like, damn. So I'm laughing about all of this now, but honestly, it was quite frustrating. This was all a lot to do. And at the same time, me and Madison are packing up and moving boxes. I mean, so I will say this time we were a bit more eco-friendly, you know, save the planet. We were a bit more eco-friendly. And instead of purchasing boxes from like UPS store or whatever, we used a service called Stack, S-T-A-C-K, Stack. It's a moving company service, and they deliver these plastic bins for you to move. If you've ever moved in an office, like a corporate office needs to be moved somewhere, it's very similar to those bins. So you choose the size of the house you're moving, and they deliver the bins and dollies to you at your old house. You pack them up, pack up the bins, you move the bins yourself, and then the company comes and picks the bins up. So that's genius to me. As someone who has moved multiple times, I mean multiple times, let me just tell you, it's fucking like, I've moved like, I want to say 17 times in my life. Last year, I went and counted it, and I'm going to go try and find, look at my journal, and find out how many times I've actually moved, but I think I've moved 17 times now. That is a lot. And I think my therapist told me this like a year or 2 years ago or whatever, that there's like the top five most stressful things in life are moving, marriage, getting married, getting divorced, changing jobs, and death. So I have, for some reason, been moving constantly. It feels like I'm a fucking masochist, honestly. I don't want to move again. I don't want to move again for a few years. Like, I don't want to move again. I want to say 3 years. I don't want to move again for 3 years. Maybe even longer. I need some fucking stability. I need somewhere to be. I need somewhere to fully, like, relax and unwind and settle in. I need that in my life. I need the stability. And I feel like I finally got it. I really am fond of the landlord. I just think he's nice and attentive, and I'm happy with the relationship thus far, and I think I want to stay. But all of this was like a major fucking stressor on me. And so I was like, what can I do? I need to find something to help me. And I don't know if I'd been to therapy. I think my therapist was on vacation or something, and good for her. And I was like, I need to find something. So I had been looking up where to do breath work. I found somewhere to go do breath work. You never really know until you try things. And I did breath work, I think, as I told y'all, in England, and had a insane experience. It was very profound, and I got such an amazing benefit from it. And I thought to myself, I just need to implement this into my routine. I need to find somewhere in Miami that I can do breath work. So part of breath work is you scream. You don't scream the whole time, but you scream. And it really releases energy that is stored in your body in a healthy way. Well, when I got to the breath work place in Miami, it's around in a little area called Little River. I'd never been to this area of town before, and it seemed like it was really like an area like half gentrified, but it's a pretty populated and dense area. And so this woman, her house where she lived, it had this really nice garden, and it looked very tranquil and stuff, but the surrounding areas were really densely populated. There were just a lot of fucking people. And when I pulled up, I was like, how the fuck am I going to scream in the middle of this fucking neighborhood? There are people sitting out on their porches. There's people everywhere. How the fuck am I going to do this here? Because I, unless I feel comfortable, I almost can't let go. It's almost like I'm protecting myself. I guess it's my anxiety. I don't know. So I expressed these concerns to the woman, and she was super nice. She's like, the neighbors know I do this every Tuesday. It's not a problem. And I'm like thinking, yeah, but people can still hear me. Like, I'm aware of it. Also, I'm highly sensitive to sounds. And so while we're doing this breathwork thing, and there's music and stuff, so she does attempt to drown out any sound. I can hear a bus. I can hear children. I can hear people talking. I can hear things. And I'm like, this isn't going to work for me. So I did do like a little scream. I was like, ah. But I didn't give it the full oomph, you know? I wasn't like, ah. Unlike in the UK, where we were contained in a yoga studio. So it was indoors. And we were in the middle of the fucking country. So there was really no external sounds that would pull me out of the breathwork session. I'm still on the search for some breathwork because I felt very guarded still while I was in the middle of this. We were doing this outside. So not only was it hot as fuck and I was sweating, which was fine, it's not that big of a deal, but I also felt very guarded and I couldn't fully let go. So I'm still on the fucking search. It's so funny because it helped. It was positive. I did like it. I did feel better, but it wasn't the same experience I had in England. Maybe I need to go back to England. I would be fully, fucking open to that.
I am proud of myself, though, because I have only lost my shit, like, twice. So,
Madison and I both ordered beds, both ordered bed frames. But she definitely ordered hers too late. It's come in now, but for about, like, 4 or 5 days or something like that, we were sleeping in the same bed, which isn't that big of a deal. I mean, we've shared a bed many times before, but I got a queen size bed, and so Madison's in the bed, and then the dog Sadie has to get into the bed too. Sadie's like a child, honestly. Sadie, my dog Sadie, is a child that I never had to prepare for the real world. She is my child that will stay a child forever. She's a little baby, and she acts like it. She has been sleeping with me since I got her, in my bed with me. And so she feels entitled to sleeping in the bed and will wiggle around and push people out of the bed, literally. So that keeps you up at night, right? And then the cat does this thing where she jumps up at the door and then uses her front paws, and she like ricochets and then turns around all in the air and then pushes her back feet on the door so the door will slam, because she's trying to wake us up so that we'll feed her. I don't know what's happened to her, but her appetite has increased significantly. I don't know if it's because this is a much bigger house, so she's running up and down stairs every single day. Yeah, but that bitch wants to eat 24/7. And she is eating. She's eating all of her food. I don't know if it's something I should be concerned about or I should just embrace. I don't know. Well, I think on the morning that I lost my shit, the night before, the animals were up, crying, in and out. There was a thunderstorm. Sadie's deathly afraid of thunderstorms and will just get right on top of me and just shakes uncontrollably. Well, I can't sleep and like that. And then the cat's crying, wanting food, so I'm up for hours in the middle of the night. And I think one of the real kickers was Madison was asleep, and I guess she didn't realize, like, her awareness of her body. And so she was, like, all up on my side of the bed. And I was, like, I'm, like, trying to, like, nudge her, like, delicately, but, you know, assert in an assertive manner, like, get on your own side. And then she gets her little pillow, and she's, like, fluffing it, and she says she didn't even know she did this, but I don't know. She's fluffing her pillow and then puts it down right on my fucking head. And I'm like, I scream, what the fuck? And she's like, oh, sorry. And I'm like, oh my God, this isn't good. This isn't good. I'm not sleeping. I'm getting fucking a pillow put on my head. Like, what is going on, universe? What? And I think I lost my shit that next morning. Like, when I say losing my shit, I cried. Cried, had a little crying session and like, this is too much, I can't handle it, yada, yada, yada. But turns out, I can handle it, and I am doing better now. But the weirdest thing about it is, like, so it makes sense now that Mercury is in retrograde, and I think all these other planets are in retrograde, but I had a pre-retrograde period, and I don't really know what that means for now, the retrograde period. Whatever, I'm just rolling with it. Madison and I have this saying. I don't know if y'all have seen The Morning Show. It's on Apple Plus. It stars Jennifer Aniston, Reese Witherspoon. Very, very good. Well, there's a character on The Morning Show, and his name is Corey Ellis. And he ends up being the CEO of the network. And he has this incredible talent to make every single thing work for him. Even the bad things, even all bad things that happen, he turns it around to make it work for him. So that's what me and Madison have been saying to each other, Corey Ellis. We're like, we're going to be Corey Ellis. We're going to make everything that's thrown at us, good or bad, make it work for us. And I guess we've been doing pretty well. I will say yesterday, so we've been in the house, I don't even know, I've lost count of the days because there's just been so much fucking activity going on.
So we've been in this house for a week or two now. And you wouldn't think that moving in is the best time for to have a guest, to host a guest. But we didn't know we would be moving. And Madison's very good friend, Fernando from Colombia, came to visit us. And he stayed with us for a week. That presents challenges when you don't have any furniture and you don't have any beds. You have minimal beds. Madison's mattress still had not come in by the time that he flew in to Miami. So we had an air mattress. The air mattress was apparently pretty damn good. I had purchased it for Madison to stay at the other house, but she didn't ever want to use the air mattress. So she slept in my bed, but it was a really big king bed. So we use the air mattress. Apparently the air mattress is good. Madison's actual mattress comes in eventually. Sadie, I don't know why, ends up peeing on the air mattress in the middle of the night while Fernando was sleeping in it. I don't understand. And normally it wouldn't be a problem, but I bought a luxury air mattress, so there was a foam topper on it. So it's fucking ruined. There's no way you can clean it. So we had to throw it out. We loved having Fernando, but it was challenging having him here while we don't have really a stable place. I mean, we had the beach chairs down to watch TV. I mean, there really wasn't anywhere to go. It was a lot. And then I feel like I'm letting him down, and then you feel like you have to play the hostess. Well, he left 2 days ago. And so yesterday was the first day that we were able to breathe and do what we wanted and, like, just start relaxing and settling into our own house. It feels good. One thing that we did do with Fernando while he was here, though, was go to Spirit Halloween. I don't know if y'all know this about me, but I fucking love Halloween. I love Halloween. It gets me going. It is exciting. It's fun. You get to wear costumes. You get to pretend to be someone other than yourself for a little bit. It's like you give yourself a break. I don't know. I love it, and I can't wait to make my costume this year. Well, people have certain opinions about decorating for Halloween, and like, oh, you should only do it on October 1st. No. We're not doing that. August 1st. August 1st is the first time I think that you can put decorations out. Honestly, you could have decorations out the whole year. I kept my Christmas tree up at the other house. It's still there, actually. I still got to take that bitch down. So, yeah. Halloween, it makes people happy as fuck. And I'm included in that group of people. So, August 1st rolls around, and I started Googling whether Spirit Halloween was open. I'm sure everyone knows what Spirit Halloween is. It's the, like, super Halloween warehouse store that usually takes up shop in an abandoned building. I mean, I say abandoned, like, we're probably a Bed Bath & Beyond was, you know, something that has gone bankrupt in the past few years, which is kind of a lot of, there's kind of a lot of options. Anywho, the Spirit Halloweens are usually not in the same spot every year. And when I was looking, it said that one of the Spirit Halloweens that's not too far from my house was opening in August. Now, it didn't say it was open. It just said opening in August. So I called Spirit Halloween, their 1-800 number. Wouldn't you believe the wait time to talk to someone from Spirit Halloween was 20 minutes? There must have been a lot of Halloween enthusiasts calling Spirit Halloween on August 1st, being like, when's the store opening? I need my Halloween fix. And I was one of those people. But thankfully, you had the option to give a callback number. And I had someone call me back. And I'm like, when's it opening? They're like, we can't check. We don't know. It says August. Keep checking back. So I keep checking back. I talk up Spirit Halloween to Fernando. I'm like, listen, do you like Halloween? Because there's a Halloween store we could go to. And there's really nothing more American than going to a, like, Halloween department store that was once another store that has now since gone out of business. It's like the most American thing. So do you want to go? And he was like, see. He was like, yeah, I want to go. So, called them then. They, whatever. Then the next day, they're like, you can look up on the website and it will tell you when it's opening. I was like, okay. So I keep checking back and then I find one that says it's open. I'm like, oh, hell yes. Let's fucking go. So I take Madison and Fernando and we go to what I thought was the Spirit Halloween store. And I made an error because I didn't get the address directly from Spirit Halloween. When I was driving there, I was using Google. And so there were multiple addresses for multiple Spirit Halloween, including the Spirit Halloween store from last year that was no longer in existence. So we went to that address and I'm like, oh no, it's not here. Fuck. So we go home, we're all defeated and shit. And so I go back on I go back to the Spirit Halloween website and I was like, oh fuck, I realized my error. I'm like, oh no, this is actually the wrong address. The right address was really right across the fucking street. So it was Fernando's last day and I was like, listen, I made a tactical error and I actually took us to the wrong Spirit Halloween store. But I have now corrected it, and I know where the real Spirit Halloween store is. I'm like, do you want to fucking go? He's like, see. So we go, and we go to where it says, and it says it's right next to a Dick's Sporting Goods. And I'm like, okay, I know exactly where this is. Now, you know, usually Spirit Halloween has a huge sign from the street. Well, when we got to where the address was, it's like a big shopping center. There wasn't a Spirit Halloween sign. And I was like, oh, fuck, it's going to be the same situation that like the other day. And so we go up to where Dick's Sporting Goods is located. And I still don't see a sign. I'm like, damn it. And we keep driving. We start parking. And Madison says, I see the sign. I'm like, no, are you serious? Are you serious? You see it? She's like, I see it. I see it. And wouldn't you know, in all its bright orange glory, Spirit motherfucking Halloween. I was elated. We went down every single aisle. Fernando had a blast. He loved it. And we just fully immersed ourselves in Halloween, gaining inspiration for costumes, seeing what little decorations we could purchase. I don't have furniture, but I have Halloween decorations. That shows you where my priorities lie. And where, you know, real pure joy is derived. I fucking love Spirit Halloween. I will probably go back a few more times before, you know, actual Halloween in October. I don't really know what I want to be for Halloween. The idea that keeps coming to my head is to be the Green Queen. I just like that. I don't know why, but it's just what keeps coming to me. And I think I'm just going to roll with it because it's not like a specific costume, but I feel like it like embodies me and I love it. I don't know. What are y'all going to be for Halloween? There are no limits. I'll definitely start decorating inside, but I will maybe wait until I see other people decorating outside to decorate outside. I just haven't decided. You know, we don't really know our neighbors. We haven't met our neighbors at all, actually. There's a neighbor to the left, which is, you know, they have like a Notre Dame, you know, insignia. They have 4-leaf clovers on their house, so you know they fuck with St. Patrick's Day. That's where I want to go for St. Patrick's Day. I need to meet them, actually. And then the neighbors on the other side, haven't met them yet. Haven't even seen them, actually. But they do have a Trump flag hanging proudly. And so I don't know if they'll like us, but I feel like I would make it a personal mission to make them like us because can't we all just need to get along? I mean, I don't even care. Listen, I'm going to have a political episode. I don't know when it's going to be, but it'll probably be the whole episode. I mean, how do you get around it in this right now, in this time of the year? How do you get around talking about that, especially what's going on? I'm not going to talk about it right now, but I think I will have an episode dedicated to it. Well, thank you all so much for listening to this episode of The Rich Room Podcast. Please follow my social media at Lindsay_Sobel and also follow at The Rich Room Podcast. I will see you motherfuckers next time. Start thinking about what you want to be for Halloween, because it's fun to dress up and it's fun to be someone else. And we could all use a little break from ourselves, don't you think? Bye, bitches. Or should I say, bye, witches. See you later.